Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're doing the subject at present called The Believer Growing in Faith, and it's very important, I believe, for every believer that's born again through Christ Jesus to understand that we're growing in faith every day. Now go to the scripture, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Starting at verse 1, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us, through the righteousness of God our Saviour Jesus Christ. You have obtained the same faith as the apostles. It is the same faith for all men, including Jesus. Jesus is the high priest of your confession of faith. The Bible says that God is no respecter of person. In other words, he doesn't hold up someone else and give them more favor than the other person. God is a good God. He gives to us the measure of faith, his measure of faith. But in Christ, we are all the righteousness of God in and through Christ Jesus. And we have obtained the same like precious faith as the apostles. Well, what's the difference? A lot of people use their faith continually and they grow in faith spiritually, and some people don't use their faith and they stay in a childlike form. Yes, the Bible says that we are to start on the milk of the word as children, and then we are to grow into maturity through the meat of the word. We turn now to Hebrews chapter 3 verses 1 to 2, starting at verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession or confession, Christ Jesus. Jesus is waiting for us to confess the word of God in faith. So as our high priest, he can make that come into position or come into reality. Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father waiting for our confession of faith or prayers so that he can bring them into existence or make them happen. Jesus is Lord over sickness and disease and high priest over healing. In his office as high priest, he is authorized to make our confession or profession of faith come to pass. But of course, it must be according to the word of God and not to anything else. The next topic we're doing is who has a right to expect faith to operate for them. And for this, we turn to Romans chapter 10, verses 11 to 17, starting at verse 11. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord of all is rich over all upon them that call upon him. For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall we call upon him in whom we have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings and good things. 16. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. All those who have had the gospel preached to them and who have obeyed the gospel, they have a right to expect faith to operate and work for them. Obeying God's word is the answer. Once again, I thank you for being with me for these two topics. They're important as well. Please go over them a few times to get them into your spirit. It takes a couple of times to hear an audio message or an audio video message to get the whole content into our spirit man. But when you obey the gospel, then faith has a right to work for you, and you have a right to operate in faith also. Once again, I want to thank you for being with me in these two topics. The next part coming is part 10 of the 16-part series, and the three topics are: it is impossible to please God without faith, God is not pleased when we are overthrown in our lives, and God has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Thank you and God bless.